USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. What will happen on the streets of Manhattan tomorrow if indeed former President Trump's prediction that he will be arrested comes true?
In America, you're free to protest. Yeah. You're not really free if you can't express yourself, but do it peacefully.
Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News urging calm. There's already one protest set for tonight, this one organized by the New York Young Republican Club. It's asking people to peacefully gather. Trump posted he expects to be arrested, but one expert says probably not.
I don't expect an arrest. I would be surprised by an arrest. If he is charged, I imagine he'll be given the opportunity to self-surrender.
Former federal prosecutor Chuck Rosenberg says if Trump does not voluntarily surrender, authorities don't have much choice but to arrest him. Still, the U.S. attorney in Manhattan is not saying if an arrest is happening. The grand jury considering the hush money allegations against Trump is still hearing at least one more witness today. A positive morning on Wall Street as investors react to the weekend takeover of Credit Suisse by its chief competitor in Switzerland, UBS. A big loser already? Those who bought so-called Tier 1 bonds from Credit Suisse. Regulators in Switzerland have wiped out the value of those high-risk bonds as part of the sale. Another round of layoffs is coming to Amazon. It told employees today about 9,000 of them will lose their jobs in the coming weeks. China's President Xi Jinping is in Moscow meeting with Vladimir Putin. A statement says the leaders are discussing strategic cooperation and will sign several new agreements. The nation's second largest school district may shut down tomorrow as teachers and staffers are promising a three-day strike. The conflict in the Los Angeles Unified School Districts over a new deal for janitors, bus drivers, and other support staff, but the teachers' union says its members will walk out in support. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A soldier lost for more than 50 years in the Vietnam War is coming home. The Defense Department says the remains of Nebraska native Larry Zitch will be buried soon. He went missing in the crash of a helicopter in Vietnam in 1972. His remains were given to the U.S. government more than 30 years ago by a Vietnamese refugee. Dental and DNA analysis confirms Zitch's identity. Seems like every day is some sort of national day, and today is no exception. It's National Happiness Day. It's an invention of the financial website WalletHub, which ranks the most and least happiest cities in the USA. This year it ranks Fremont, California, a city in the San Francisco Bay Area, as number one. Rounding out the top five, San Jose, California, Madison, Wisconsin, Overland Park, Kansas, and San Francisco itself. Coming in as the least happiest city, Detroit, Michigan. This may be a bit personal, but if you're a male, a basketball fan, and you have come to realize that your fatherhood days are over, this is your time of year.
There have been journal articles published that the most popular times to pursue a vasectomy are at the end of the calendar year and then also in March because of March Madness.
Dr. Alexander Rozanski with the University of Texas Health System says it's important to take time off after that procedure and not move around. So sitting on the couch for hours on end watching college basketball is a win-win. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My